President Obama's inaugural speech had many references to America's role in the world, and we want to find out just how some writers and thinkers reacted to the speech. We spoke to them immediately after the ceremony in Washington today. Here they are in their own words.
This is George Packer. I write for The New Yorker magazine. I thought it was a great speech. I thought some of the key words were the biblical phrase, "It's time to put aside childish things." I thought Obama was telling the country that we needed to grow up, that we needed to assume our responsibilities. He said it was a new era of responsibility, which is the takeaway phrase from the speech. That's the closest thing we'll get to a new deal or a new frontier. And I also thought that his message to the world was powerful. He said we have a common humanity. He was essentially telling the world we are no longer going to withdraw into ourselves and look out with fear and anger. We're part of the world, and we all have in many ways the same interests and the same values. He also issued a warning to dictators and terrorists, but the key thing was that he was telling the world that the age of America as a bully was over. I thought the most powerful words he addressed to the world were the ones in which he said that because we've tasted the bitter swill of civil war and segregation, we cannot help but believe that the old hatred shall someday pass, that the lines of tribes shall soon dissolve, that as the world grows smaller, our common humanity shall reveal itself. That's a vision that is a humanistic one and a universalistic one, not a nationalistic one. And I thought, really, in its entirety, the speech was a profound repudiation of the presidency of George W. Bush.
I'm Aisha Jalal, professor of history at Tufts University, where I teach at the Fletcher School in the history department. I'm originally from Pakistan. And I found President Obama's speech to be persuasive. He's a great orator, and that helps. It was one of hope and hopefully new beginnings, and I think that that's where the eyes of the world were on Washington today to hear just that. And I think the important thing that he did reiterate was that there would be no conceding on American ideals, even as America pursues its interests on the global scale. Of course, he held out an olive branch to everyone, especially in the Muslim world. There's the promise of new beginnings, new style of leadership, new style of doing business for America with the Muslim world. So that, I think, is important. But I think the problem, of course, is that there are skeptics and optimists. And the optimists will, of course, cheer the speech and think this is a great beginning. And the skeptics in Pakistan and such countries will simply say, well, nothing's going to change. It's more of the same, just a change of face. And so it's more symbolic than substantive is going to be the view of the skeptics, but there's nothing you can do to change them.
My name's Kwame Anthony Appiah. I teach philosophy at Princeton University. Like Barack Obama, I have had an African father and a white mother, though I grew up in Ghana and in England, and now I'm a proud American citizen, and I have to say, even prouder today. I think that people all around the world, and especially in Black Africa, will feel that, you know, we have put in the White House as the symbolic and the practical leader of our country, a man, you know, whose father grew up in Kenya and who is, for the purposes of the United States, a black man. This has to be read as an important, huge moment of consolidation of the moves away from racial injustice, which were so much a part of the American past.
I'm Neil Ferguson, professor of history at Harvard and author of The Ascent of Money. Listening to Barack Obama, I inevitably was moved by his allusions to the transformation in racial attitudes in the United States that his election and inauguration symbolize. But I was also very struck by a parallel with the inaugural delivered by Franklin Roosevelt in 1933 in the depths of the Great Depression. The talk of crisis, the call for a national effort to transform the economy for the next generation, all this had echoes of Roosevelt in his heyday. The question, of course, is how far can Obama, inheriting the crisis that he has inherited, bring about that kind of transformation that ultimately was Franklin Roosevelt's legacy? I think he took some risks in the address, most obviously when he made the point that the United States is not a Christian nation. That was calculated to send a shockwave through the talk radio hosts of the right, and to remind also Americans that the Constitution is the sacrosanct foundation of their republic and not the Bible.
Once again, that was Harvard professor Neil Ferguson. And we also heard from George Packer of The New Yorker magazine, Aisha Jalal from Tufts University, and Kwame Anthony Appiah from Princeton.